Nadzia Ilkovich was working toward her master's in communication at Ohio University in 2019.
By chance, my friend Sergei, he was in Chicago, and I managed through Ohio University Fulbright to organize a concert.
Ilkovich is referring to fellow Belarusian Sergei Dohoshu. He's a traditional and folk musician and activist from the Eastern European country. Dohoshu was showcasing his country's culture on a tour of the States.
Sergei came to Athens and presented Belarusian traditional like folk music and flutes and hurdy-gurdy and instruments and singing traditions.
Together!
Brett Hill, frontman for the Appalachian folk quartet Hill Spirits, was there.
This is Sergei's life work. At this point, he had been going across Belarus for about 5 years, just collecting Belarusian traditional folk material, both dances, songs, instrumentation. It blew our minds. We asked him if he wanted to jam the next night. Unfortunately enough, he did want to jam, and the next night, Slava Lacha was born. It was just this epic, raucous event of feasting, drinking, singing, shouting, and growing to experience each other's traditions for the first time, because this was the first time I think Sergei had ever even heard of Appalachian music.
They jammed for 7 hours in a row, and then someone said, Slava Lacha. That was kind of a collaboration that I wanted to continue.
Ilkovich quickly added Ukrainian traditional musician Marichka Chichkova to the lineup. Ukraine and Belarus are two of the 13 Slavic countries. Slavs are Eastern European people who speak one of many Slavic languages. The etymology of Slava Lacha comes from a combination of the words Slav and Appalachia.
So I'm originally from Belarus. I want Belarusian music, traditional music, be much more popular. And then I spent a lot of time in Lviv, Ukraine. Ukrainian traditional music is like thriving. And for me, it was the example how traditional music should be developed. And then I spent 3 years in Appalachia, this also uncovered region, which like also no one knows about Appalachian music. It's like three places that people from all over the world have no idea. So, and I want to mix that.
So in January 2020, 2 months before worldwide COVID-driven lockdowns, Hill and Hill Spirits bandmate Ben Stewart flew overseas to play music with the full Slava Lacha lineup for the first time. They played in both Belarus and Ukraine.
And they were just enamored with it, absolutely loved it. So there's like this Georgian men's choir. Ben specifically was able to teach them some moonshine songs.
God bless that moonshiner, how I wish he was mine.
Oh, and they just love that stuff.
Hill says he witnessed Ukrainian music as a part of everyday culture there. And he also saw threats to traditional Belarusian music. That country has been under the thumb of Soviet-friendly dictator Alexander Lukashenko for over 2.5 decades. After the Americans returned home, the world started locking down. And in August, a revolution broke out in Belarus against what people believed was a rigged election by Lukashenko.
Terrible situation there that causes Slava Lacha to need to band together and put out a resistance piece.
Music as a form of resistance is deeply rooted in Appalachia, going back to the days of coal mining and company towns.
We utilized a song that I have been singing since I was a little boy called Which Side Are You On, which I learned from Pete Seeger.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They recorded each piece remotely and mixed the song by sending tracks back and forth through the internet. Ilkovich's husband is a filmmaker, and he edited a music video from footage of the musicians captured in all three countries, along with scenes of social unrest in Belarus. Despite an ongoing pandemic and the Belarusian Revolution, Hill says that he and his American bandmate will return to Eastern Europe in 2021 to continue to break ground with Slava Lacha.
This point of Slava Lacha is for us to band together, make super dope music that has never been, as far as we can tell, really made before by the infusion of these three different traditions, and also help support each other's not only musical projects overseas, but help support each other's folk traditions into a bright and shining future.
The collaboration appears to be in good hands under Ilkovich's stewardship.
So I'm keeping everybody together. So I'm managing, producing, and watering Slava Lacha lands for them to grow.
For 100 Days in Appalachia, I'm Chad Rich.